Okay, let's make a start. We've got a lot to do. Hope you've enjoyed the conference so far, because this is where the hard work starts. Okay, look at the back of your programme. This is the workshop guidelines. This is what we're trying to work to. Try and get all the interesting things we've been talking about so far today, some really concrete proposals that we can take to different bodies, whether it be the council, whether it be a business, whether it be our local community, our pressure group, whatever, to move things forward, to work towards a green new deal for Sheffield. So that's what we're looking for, concrete proposals. We want to name them, we want to get somebody's name next to them that's going to work them up and improve on them, and we want to find channels where we can move that forward, actually make a difference. So what we've done today isn't just hot air, it's actually going to change Sheffield for the better. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah? Okay, good. So the way we're going to do that is if we've got people that can report back from the different sessions you've been to, and we're thinking particularly about, we get it right, low carbon housing and energy, housing, energy and skills. There are our topics for this afternoon. Bev went to a very interesting session that Nick Parsons did. Is that right?
Nick Parsons and also Andrew. Is Andrew here? Hello. Andrew from South Yorkshire Housing Association. Folks, when the PowerPoint doesn't work, this is what happens. It's actually a lot more fun to watch, too. Thank you, Andrew, for surviving without your PowerPoint. Do you want me to do just a very, very sort of 2-minute summary?
If you could, yeah, 2 minutes, okay. Brilliant.
Right, well, Andrew's presentation was about work that South Yorkshire Housing has already been doing around low carbon new build, a project in Rotherham where they've actually built 23 houses in Rotherham with solar panel roofing and all sorts of other features, cladding, what did you say, cedar wood?
Cedar
cladding. For insulation, and the results of research for the families who have moved into those houses, how they feel about living there. And also you're working with architects on how existing housing can be made better insulated, more low carbon and so on. And one of the very interesting things that came out of that is, where is the money for doing this stuff? And we've got a list of funds here that we brought up. The ERDF, Transition Funds Under Objective 1, administered by Yorkshire Forward. There's money for low carbon housing in that. Intelligent Energy Fund from Europe. Low Carbon Building Fund. How many are writing here? Talking about panels.
Is it solar panels?
Solar panels, that's right, yes. Homes and Communities Agency have, is it an underspend of $8 billion or
difficulty spending that money.
Yeah, but that's available for England. And then there's landlords have tax incentives for low carbon initiatives. There's also individuals, we ourselves can invest in insulating our own houses in order to reduce our own energy bills. And there's also a community energy savings partnership, is that right? Which is concerned with enveloping schemes.
Yeah, and that's a government consultation that's open until May. They're going to be piloting schemes over the next few years.
So the areas, discussion areas that came, questions from the floor, a lot of it's to do with we need to be acting now. We need to start doing this now because one point is made is that gas, natural gas, is going to run out in 10 years' time. So given that so many of our homes are heated by this, we need to have insulation that's going to survive no gas heating. People are still not going to freeze to death in their houses. Possible insulation, rock wall, 300 mils, foot thick insulation. What about people who live right on the street? Might be talking about encroaching onto the pavement, planning issues, highways issues. Our existing building regulation standards are 10 times worse than the passive housing standards in, say, somewhere like Germany.
That's for airtightness.
For airtightness, right. Sorry. Right, okay. And it's looking at what the cost of the whole housing stock refurbishment would be, offsetting the cost of that against costs of unemployment and energy use. So there's a balancing act to be done here. And we need to be doing that on a really massive scale in Sheffield. And we'll have to be putting pressure as individuals, as pressure groups, on both central and local government to start doing those sums. Now, there's the heat and energy strategy consultation that's going on at the moment. Now, they're talking about having all of these houses done by 2030, and I think the point of birth and babies, that's probably a bit too late. We need to be doing that earlier. This consultation closes when?
In the middle of May.
Middle of May. So it's still open. People can still make responses to that. Now, the result of the survey that you've done, wasn't it, that South Yorkshire's done, is the cost per house of, is it not zero carbon, is it? Or
it's down to what we call Code for Sustainable Homes Level 3, which is 25% less carbon emissions per year than current building regulations.
Now, without solar panels,
yeah, exactly.
It's 26,000, but putting your solar panels on the roof adds another 8,000. So the cost for that per house at the moment is between 26,000 and 34,000 for a two-bedroom semi?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And that's, that's one that's had no work done on it since the 1930s. So most houses have had their boilers changed and things like that, so their emissions are a bit...
So that's sort of worst case.
Yeah, that's the worst case.
Yeah, Bandef, did you say Bandef?
Yes, Bandef.
And something like 32 on the scale of what?
Yeah, it's SAP rating.
On the SAP rating. Everybody know what the SAP rating is?
No. Standard assessment procedure, government energy rating scale, where Dort leading the business over 100 is really good.
So by the time you've spent £36,000, you're up to about 84 to 86 on SAP rating.
And a B band on the energy.
Right.
David,
you have a question about the jump from 26 to 34 to solar panels.
On the roof, yes.
Is that solar electricity panels?
Yeah. Yeah, and we put in some weather controls and things like that as well, temperature controls.
Okay. We talked a bit about barriers. Principally, of course, the one is funding. Architects and builders, you know, you go to different ones, they all have different views about, you know, what's feasible, planning issues. Also, tenure issues, whether you've got people in tenanted accommodations where the landlords might not be, very amenable versus owner-occupiers. Now, we also got the private sector stock condition survey, last carried out by the council when?
2002.
And they're looking at all owner-occupied tenanted houses, and I think the next survey you were saying, if it includes things like carbon ratings and so on, it'd be really, really useful, very helpful for the council. So finally, the question we thought we might be putting is, let's look at what it would cost to have the whole housing stock in Sheffield, you know, brought up to standard, the employment that would create, how you would lower the whole carbon footprint for the area, the training and skills that would be needed, and that's a learning and skills council issue, whether we actually need to create some new industries, and whether we could work this up under a Sustainable Communities Act proposal.
Good. And in that question, is there anything in there about the training for the energy user?
Well, I would think, yes, that would have to be, because that was an issue for you, wasn't it?
Often
in South Yorkshire.
Yeah, often it can be missed that the energy user is missed out.
Of course, it makes the home, if they use it properly, then obviously that increases.
Right, controls for the central heating system, people sometimes have difficulty sorting them out.
Sure. Yeah. It's like videos.
Pardon?
It's like videos, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Was there another group that wanted to feed into this?
Shall I say something very briefly about the education and skills group? John and David gave a very good presentation for us, the education skills. I'm not going to try and summarise it in the way Bev does, because we've got time. But I think the key points that came out from that were, we need better training for the teachers, we need to reintegrate the curriculum to bring in all the issues we're talking about in Green New Deal, and we need much better training for further education so that we've got the skill sets that we need for electrics, plumbers, designers, planners, inventors, skills in retrofitting installation, I think, wants to do. We need all those skills being taught in ethics, so we need to lobby the providers of the people like the LSC, Learning Skills Council, to give us the money that the colleges need to provide those courses. Anything else I should add, John? Anything else I should add?
It has to do with the model we were presenting is one of education, then to sell something so that more than selling something knows about what they're selling. Whereas now the model is business first, I'll sell you anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything about it, I'm just looking for a green buck.
If there's a market, find the product to fill that market rather than understand the product you're selling it, because it's the potential for failing with that product is so extraordinary when you've got people committing non-trivial amount, you know, these aren't trivial amounts of money that are being proposed. I mean, it does link together. There's a reason why I'm sure you pulled our two topics together. That it explores, and I have personal experience with appalling advice, especially with solar water heating, when they're advising people to commit £4,000, £6,000, maybe even £8,000 on systems that clearly are not sensible to be installed in that. But they're selling a product, and that idea of decoupling the profiteering element, because we all want to do something good. And that's fantastic. The energy that's in the system, you know, the government does not need to do adverts about everybody do your bit. It needs to fund some proper advice so that people know what their bit is. Mm-hmm. And that fundamentally is what I get asked over and over again. John, I'm sold. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I can't answer it because I don't have an energy assessment of their home or their workplace to work from. And that's kind of where we were hoping to get it. Yeah. So there you go. Sorry, I went off on one.
So are there any other groups that need to feedback into this?
We had two talks. One from Danny. Talking about his work on solar energy for the last 20-30 years. Some inspiring examples from Sri Lanka, where they're creating solar villages and installing solar at 7.5 megawatts a month, I think. Yeah. And an awful lot of investment going on there. So opportunities to learn from Sri Lanka, perhaps, which is nice. Also, the work that Dom is involved with at Sheffield Hallam University, new technologies, new forms of photovoltaic cells that will be coming online, we hope soon, bring costs down and make things more possible. Looking, Andrew Cooper from Kirk Leeds talking about an example of councils who have really taken the bit between their teeth, high level leadership, £1 million funds assigned for renewable energy schemes in the area. An innovative financing mechanism, so using revolving loan to get maximum bang for buck. So you spend money on one house, and when that house is sold, that money gets recycled back into the system so that you get multiple installations rather than just getting one hit with it, maybe £10,000. So some really inspirational ideas to learn from, and it'd be great to see those, some of those ideas being applied in Sheffield.
Right, very well. We've got an awful lot of expertise in this room and not very much time to do justice to it. So I'm going to suggest we split into three different groups. If we have skills at the back, energy over this corner, and what's another? Housing in this corner. Okay. And then...
What are we talking about?
And we're talking about how we're going... If you look at the back of your workshop...
Well, no, I want to be in all three.
That's a program. You can't be in all three. You're going to have to... We'll do this for 20 minutes, alright? So for the next 20 minutes, we're trying to think of actual firm proposals with a name, a contact person who's committing to take it forward, a very quick diagnosis of what the problem is, and then how we're going to move that forward, alright? So we're using the guidelines of the package sheet. We'll have a facilitator in each group to help you move along, okay?
I thought the point was to actually bring the groups together because I, 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 I would struggle to be in the energy group because I'd want to be in the housing group, and to be in the housing group because I'd want to be in the energy group. What's the housing group going to discuss if it's not energy and the energy group?
Should we put those two together?
Do you not have three groups, but actually combine the subject areas? I understand there's a lot of us, but actually combining the themes. So it's just the way of but to talk about all three issues in each group.
Yeah, so if we just, that would work, wouldn't it? If we split just into three groups,
but
we can talk about all three things. And then we'll have to bring everything together to make sure we'll probably duplicate some things.
Yes.
We can do that. Okay, let's go for it then. So we'll have a table in the back, we'll have a table over here, and a table here. Okay. So we gather around and look at the chart. Then we'll have an idea at each table that we can work around. So let's think of some ideas we want to take forward. Has anyone got any proposals?
Yeah. What impressed me about the Kirklees thing was how they use the financial mouse.
Yeah.
I'm in a situation where...
Sorry, I thought you said financial mouse.
Mouse. As in, it seemed like they were asking renewable energy installers to tender competitively, so they got the best price. They used the fact that they were a large buyer to get a good price. As an individual householder, trying to get that, you haven't got it, you haven't got market power, and you haven't got your low carbon buildings program grants are pathetic. So the idea would be using the Kirklees financing model.
Renewable energy fund.
Establishing it. Yeah, well, it was more than that, wasn't it?
So you can expand it to all areas of eligibility and materials.
We have to create a Sheffield financial model.
Investment
vehicle?
Well, copy
them. Yeah. How do you steal their idea without them?
Right, what's it? Okay, thank you, that's a brilliant idea. Next.
Every in Sheffield or every home in Sheffield at the tip-top energy efficiency standard.
Yeah, every home of power station.
Yeah, I mean, that was what you had to offer that goal.
Yeah.
We're not combining that with the funding mechanism to say this is how we're doing it, we're going to do and create that as our...
It's not the government recently said that they're going to, in terms of the sort of home insulation and stuff, as Miliband said, and they didn't get down to the detail. And that detail of how they're going to get them the sort of insulation of them houses in between now and the 2030, whatever it's what. In, was it, there was some stuff that made up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
2030. And so therefore they're going to have to, in the next not too long distance, the next few months, come up with actually how that is going to happen. Because they've come up with a sort of general outline of what they're going to do, but they've not come around. They've not mentioned the detail, which is probably in advance of that Kirklees model, because they, you know, because and people are saying, well, right, it's a nice bit of rhetoric you've just come out with. When you do come out with the detail on it, is it going to be substantial enough to actually do the job?
With
the
policy, sorry,
yeah,
and you have to give you an answer to that.
Go on.
The difficulty with their policy is they realise that there's a transition stage that the housing market has to go through, otherwise you massively, instantly put people in negative equity because of the literal physical position of the house. They haven't actually come up with policy forms to be able to mitigate that that immediate market transfer. So looking at ways of bringing it in a gradual process, as well as being accelerated to keep us up with actually being able to keep within our carbon budgets. So we're in the development stage of policy, and we are one of the policy organisations that's going to be able to bring something towards groups of people and houses. I wouldn't say that we're the national model, but we are people that are capable of doing it. We've got some skills in amongst us to be able to do that kind of thing. And that's what we should get back with. Right.
So okay. You're saying just draw the line with government, basically, do it yourself. Is that what you're...
There are forms of assistance that they'll give, and there are forms of assistance that other areas have already found, that they'll be able to show us models that already work. And we'll have inspiration of our own as well.
Okay, so we've got one area we want to work on. Are there any more suggestions of important policy things we can
Well, there's one area around education and skills, you know, and I'm trying to think about this. At least an open model which will be adjustable to someone's professional or local needs. So it will just as much be for a homeowner to be able to assess their needs and demands.
Skills development for low carbon buildings.
Yeah, skills development for low, that's it, let's do that. Skills development for low carbon buildings.
Packages of ability.
So,
but then presumably, although a moment ago you talked about possibly, I'm not on the skills thing, I'm on number one there.
Right.
You talked about possibly tying in the Kirklees model for renewables with improving the Sheffield housing stock. I would put that as number three, improving the Sheffield housing stock, because you can bolt the renewables on later. Ideally, you do want to incorporate it within the refurbishment, but if you've got limited amounts of money, you want to be actually doing the physical works and then saying, right, further carbon offsets can come by bolting PV on everything.
Because it's only getting cheaper anyway, is it?
Well, that's true. Hopefully.
Well, but energy prices are really not. All right.
Okay. So that's three pretty fundamental ideas. Are there any more we want to add to it?
Does that help?
That's three.
Okay. So, do you want to split into three groups then to discuss each of those and put some flesh on them? Is that okay? You're happy with that? So we'll have the Kirklees model at the back. We'll have skills development in this corner, and we'll have improving the housing stock. Okay.
What I meant by that, how are you planning on financing? I was wondering when you did this sort of model.
Skills for householders. It's vital that householders understand how the energy system in their houses works. So, we want some sort of community action, which will need funding to expand the sort of work that SIAC is doing in the community to educate householders about how to be more energy efficient. So we have some ideas using This Is Your Sheffield, which is the council freebie that goes to every house in Sheffield with information and advice, and questions, a little questionnaire, which could involve yes, no questions. If there's four no's, that person could save £300 on their bills in the year. I'll get more information from David. We just look very briefly at scores to save energy, and there's really lots of info on David's website, and we want to mail that out to all the schools to help them think about being more energy efficient. Okay, really briefly what we've got.
We're looking at refurbishing housing stock, but paying particular attention to the thermal properties of the house, getting at them as well insulated as we can. And clearly the problem is one of money, of skills, and perhaps for Sheffield, something about solid wall housing. But in the discussion here, this one, which standard we should be aiming to agree on, came out as an issue. Should we be going for passive house standard or for zero carbon emissions? And until we resolve that, it's depending on that decision, it'll be whether we ask for a change in the planning to get things to the right standard, ask for the right specification, or whether it's simply a question of asking for funding for something that we could probably achieve now in the short term. But quite a lot of strands to this to take forward.
I think our discussion will sit a bit of overlap with the previous one. We were looking at the inspiration from Kirklees and the idea of developing some sort of financing mechanism which will allow Sheffield to really ramp up its improvement in existing stock, both in terms of energy efficiency and also renewable energy. Recognition that even the significant sums which are being spent in the city at the moment are actually going to result in relatively, in the bigger context, and the sort of reductions that Andy Nolan was talking about this morning, are actually still relatively small, and we've got to ramp it up a lot further. So we look for mechanisms like the Kirklees model to allow us to do this. So the suggestion is a set of services or products So a lot of taking the faff and the hassle out of doing this by getting contractors, local contractors ideally, to implement these products and get the houses up to the standard that we want, to set some sort of agreed sort of target or standard strategy that we're trying to achieve, and then to implement this mechanism to allow us to do that. There are some sort of key ways of taking this forward, looking to maybe SCAC, Green Party, Low Carbon Working Group, but other mechanisms there are for moving this work forwards, and also recognising that maybe the Kirkby's model isn't ideal. There may be tweaks that can be applied, and for example, their model relies on people selling their houses to return the capital to the revolving loan. Now that could actually take quite a long time, and there's questions as to whether that would generate enough sort of recycling of that capital quickly enough, and are there other ways of doing it that ensures that capital gets recycled more quickly?
Yeah. I'd say there's some measure of enthusiasm about Kirkby's model.
Okay, well, I think you've worked all tremendously hard. Thank you very much for your participation, and we've got a short break now, and then we'll be gathering for a plenary session downstairs to look at what everyone else has been doing and see the results.